Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the second to last game before the All-Star break. Shuckers and Lookouts here at AT&T Field. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by the guy who broke the game wide open with the triple last night. It's Ernesto Martinez Jr. Ernesto, appreciate you taking time to join us.
Hey, how you doing, man? Nice to see you. Nice to talk to you again. It's a pleasure.
How are you doing? Big time triple last night. The lineup's been hot. You've been hot. It's been a fun atmosphere to be around this week, no?
Yeah, it's been great. The guys, we have a pretty good group right now. You know, we've had guys getting called up, some guys getting hurt. Now we got some reinforcement. It's been pretty cool. We have pretty good team chemistry. Pitching's responding, hitting's responding, so everything's fine.
Talking about that lineup, what's it like for you to be a part of a lineup right now that's firing in all cylinders? On this road trip, you guys as a whole are averaging almost 8 runs a night.
Yeah. The guys, we're doing a pretty good job with JJ in here. You know, where everybody's been really pro, good professionals. You know, it's the work we've been putting on, you know, outside of the field.
How about that triple last night? Second triple for you in the last 3 years. How was it getting around those bases to third? Feeling good?
Feeling great. Feels good to remember my legs are there.
Talking about that triple as well, big-time situation for you to come up in, bases loaded, a chance to blow that game wide open. How good did it feel to come through in that big-time situation?
Felt great. It was a big, deep breath for me because I've been really working on consistency lately. So that really got me off a little bit of, you know, my head. We still got it, you know. Let's keep rolling.
How big does it help the confidence a week or two like you guys have had here on the road where everyone's hitting well and especially you in particular?
It feels great because, you know, when everybody's hitting well, we spend time in the dugout analyzing the pitcher. We don't spend, like, when the pitcher's doing good too, we don't spend as much time in the field. So when everybody's hitting well, the rotation keeps rolling, so we got less time, so we stay warm, we stay hot. So that's crucial for the hitters, for the individual hitters.
One of the big things for you, and you got two of them in your right hand right now, is your batting gloves that you've worn throughout the year. Couple different colors, you got some flair with it. What's the story behind all the colorful batting gloves you've been wearing this season?
Oh, it's Spider. Spider is a Wisconsin-based company. You know, they've been putting a lot of work into getting me the right colors for the right uniforms, you know. I'm not really superstitious. I know it's going to sound weird because baseball players are superstitious. So every time they send me a nice color, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to wear it. Like, fans are going to love it, you know. At the same time, I'm one of the players that needs to have fun and enjoy it with the fans, you know, and have flair for, you know, for them to play good. I need that part of the game with me.
Why do you need that part of the game with you?
It's just, like, the thing is that the routine, you know, nobody likes the routine. No, everybody likes to do something different every day. So for me, I hit every day, I do defense every day, I play every day. So for me, if I don't hit a home run, I hit a base hit, and if not, I got a different pair of batting gloves where I can look out. I look good today, so yeah.
You talk about the different colors. You got some blue ones. I know you have some electric blue ones and black. They go with every single uniform the Shuckers have. Which one and which color are your favorites to use?
Oh, the mint one. I'll probably use it today. I don't know, but the mint one is my favorite color, though. That's a beautiful color. It inspires me a lot of, you know, relaxed, freshness. You know what mint inspires you? I love that one.
You've also extended it to your cleats as well. You're rocking some lime green sneakers here, but in the game we've seen everybody from rainbow-colored cleats to some pinks and blues and purples and all this sorts of stuff throughout the season. You got a favorite color cleats you've been wearing this year?
I think the yellows are my favorite, but whenever we wear the King Cakes ones, that one is beautiful. You know, they're a little bit bigger than my feet, so I can't run that well, but those are my favorites.
A little bit bigger. What size shoe do you wear to begin with? Because it's not like you're a tiny guy.
14, probably 14 and a half. I wear those are 15s, so they're a little bit more loose.
We were talking about this before we started this interview when you were in the cage. Some downtime in Chattanooga. You found a Venezuelan spot to have some lunch in Chattanooga. How good is it to go to a visiting city or just anywhere in the Southern League? You're a long way from home and find some food to eat down in Latin America.
It's awesome. You guys got to try. If y'all come to San Chattanooga, you guys got to go to Venezuelan restaurant and ask some arepas with patacon. You guys got to order that and a little bit malta fria. That's going to make your day. Probably just hopping right now, right after hitting, sneak up to the restaurant, eat and come back before the game, though.
How much does that relax you as a baseball player, especially for you? You're a long way from home, having some of that familiar food and just some familiar faces.
It is. How can I tell you, man? It's like you know, when you're at home over there and you're bored, you just go to the corner store and you just buy some plantains, some fresh meat, and you just cook right there with your family, with your wife. And then coming here, seeing a Latin restaurant just reminds you of that, and it keeps you that, okay, you're alive, you keep enjoying your life, you know, like, everything's going to be all right. Look, you got a nice food here the Lord's providing, so everything is great.
And the food's delicious as well, which is never a bad thing.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Appreciate the time, Ernesto. Thanks so much.
No problem. Yeah, no problem. See you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers Lookouts coming up next.